Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and for hours last night, we brought you exclusive KRLD Storm Center team coverage as powerful storms hammered North Texas.
Hi, I'm calling just to say thank you all. I did not expect to be able to turn on the radio on a Sunday and hear the entire team there.
Yeah, thank you for participating, listening, supporting News Radio 1080 KRLD. Somebody who was out in Parker County last night and is here in the newsroom tonight on No Sleep is Kurt Lewis. He was out in storms that dropped more than an inch and a half of rain in less than 2 hours.
The storm hit Parker County very hard and very fast. It started out with just a little drizzle, and then all of a sudden the skies just opened up with torrential rain, ferocious winds. That wind was blowing the rain absolutely horizontal, and combine that with vivid lightning, it felt very dangerous out here. Parker County and several other counties to the west of Dallas-Fort Worth were under severe thunderstorm warnings. There was even a tornado warning at one point, not to mention a tremendous number of power outages because of this wind and rain deluge. In Parker County, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The cleanup and repairs are getting underway in Denton County, where some people seemed surprised at the severe storms rumbling through last night.
We saw a lot of that heading into the DFW area and heading into Denton. People seemingly unaware that this was going on. We came from Bucky's and people were setting up lawn chairs outside the convenience store. People just seemed to be unaware that this was heading their way. So I know those sirens did sound.
NBC5's Meredith Yeomans with that report.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And after hundreds of delays and cancellations at the big airports yesterday, it's not necessarily smooth sailing so far this morning, although the rain is gone. That's good. Still 40 delays at DFW Airport and 16 cancellations. That's just on the outbound side. Another 40 flights inbound have been canceled at DFW. Meanwhile, at Love Field, 23 delays on outbound flights this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former Dallas Cowboys cornerback Kelvin Joseph Jr. arrested, accused of being involved in a crash that killed a female motorcyclist in Richardson. Joseph arrested on DWI and collision involving death. President Trump deploys 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles after immigration protests escalate into violent riots with law enforcement following some ICE raids there. Ferocious storms pummel North Texas, knocking out power for some 35,000 residents at one point as gusty winds and driving rain wreak havoc overnight.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's 20 minutes, zero fluff, all the stuff. Our 20-minute morning briefing, it kicks off now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show, 7:21.
It is 21 after 7. I'm John Little. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to release its decision soon on whether the Texas law requiring age verification to access online pornography is constitutional or not. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
Under the 2023 law, a website must use reasonable age verification methods to confirm visitors are at least 18 years old. State Senator Angela Paxton sponsored the bill.
House Bill 1181 protects our children from pornographic material on the internet using age verification for explicit content.
The adult entertainment industry filed suit. Federal Judge David Ezra struck down the law, ruling that it violated free speech rights. An appeals court upheld the Texas law. Now the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to release its decision before going on summer recess. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The feds, we've been telling you, ramping up their immigration raids. Texas is in the crosshairs when it comes to that.
Federal immigration agents set a record detaining more than 2,200 people in a single day last week. Some of those detentions happened in both San Antonio and Dallas, and children were taken into custody.
The trauma upon children to be zip-tied, to be walked into a courtroom, is something we have never witnessed.
David Cruz is with the civil rights group LULAC. They're setting up an immigration information center in Dallas. He says it's not to teach people how to avoid being caught. Instead, people are being told to send an attorney to court in their place.
From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Voters in McKinney select the city's next mayor.
Bill Cox won a runoff election on Saturday against Scott Sanford, a former state lawmaker and church pastor. Cox won the race by about 6 points or 1,200 votes. Cox campaigned saying he was supportive of expanding the city's airport despite voters rejecting a bond package to pay for it in May. From the 24-hour news center, Malcolm Hornsby, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
That wasn't the only runoff that we had across North Texas. That includes Garland voters electing former city council member Dylan Hedrick as their new mayor. Meanwhile, Dallas City Council place 8. Lori Blair beat Eric Wilson, taking 56% of the vote. And Dallas City Council place 11, Bill Roth bested Jeff Kittner with 54% of the vote. Scammers are dragging out an old one, once again trying to get money from people by claiming they missed jury duty.
It's an old scam that seems to come back every few years. A caller claiming to be from the local police or sheriff's department demands payment or you'll be arrested for failing to report for jury duty. Melissa Stalder of suburban Pittsburgh got a call like that recently.
And he said, "This is Sergeant Darren, and you were supposed to report to jury duty this morning at federal court. And you didn't."
She said the caller knew her name, address, and date of birth.
"I believed him. He gave me a citation number."
She soon got a second phone call, as promised, from a man who demanded $4,000. She got suspicious and didn't pay, but she thinks if her elderly mother got such a call, she would have forked over the money the caller demanded. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Welcome back, our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, it's nice to be back, and I'm glad to see that you were good stewards. I threw you the keys, and what did I walk back to? The best reading on the S&P 500 since February. In fact, first close above 6,000 since February. And we're only we're less than 2.5% away from an all-time high. And, of course, that's the average that we really watch. Now, there is this sort of uneasy calm today because we're back on tariff watch. The Trump administrators, the representatives, are meeting with their Chinese counterparts someplace at some unknown time in London today. But it's the heavyweights. It's the Treasury Secretary and the Commerce Secretary. And evidently the Chinese want some advanced chip technology. We want rare earth materials. And it looks like, well, I don't know. We'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. But also the U.S. trade team is extending their stay in India. That's a good sign. So maybe things are going well there. Meanwhile, we're on inflation watch. That's the big deal this week. Consumer price index and the producer price index due out Wednesday and Thursday. Also, we'll keep an eye on Apple. We haven't had the real pleasant surprises there lately. And with China, I don't know that we're going to, but that big worldwide developers conference starts today. And their CEO, Tim Cook, is making the keynote address at noon Texas time. Crude's up 49 cents, 65.07. Gold down $10.30 now, 33.36.30. The 10-year rate is unchanged. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 67 points, the NASDAQ up 19, the S&P up 9. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
If you're waking up this morning with damage from last night's storms, the American Red Cross of North Texas wants to remind everybody they're here to help residents that face storm damage, home fires, other emergencies. They provide essential support to those in need, ensuring everybody's got access to immediate assistance. So again, if you've got storm damage or if somebody you know has storm damage, they could use some help. The Red Cross may be able to help you. 1-800-RED-CROSS is the number. 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go to redcross.org/North Texas. An Oklahoma man has been found guilty of inappropriately touching a woman on a Southwest Airlines flight to Dallas.
It happened on a flight from Tulsa to Dallas in April 2023. Authorities say William McKelvey groped a woman's breast and inner thigh during the flight. The woman initially thought it may have been an accident, but she later pushed McKelvey away and warned him to stop. Fellow passengers intervened, telling McKelvey to stop and change seats. A flight attendant moved him to the back of the plane, and police met the flight at Dallas Love Field. McKelvey admitted to vaping on the plane and downplayed the incident, saying he had flirted with this chick, but during the trial claimed he couldn't remember the incident because he drank alcohol and had taken marijuana gummies. He was convicted of abusive sexual contact and faces 3 years in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Rangers pick up their second straight win. They top the Nationals 4-2, and they win a series. Yay!
Carter swings, hits a high fly ball to right field. Cole going back at the track of the wall. He looks up, and that one is out of here!
Evan Carter launching that two-run home run and finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Jake Berger added some insurance with a solo shot, a Berger bomb in the eighth. Jacob Webb grabbed the win in relief. It was all relief, really. It was a combined start. The relievers it went a bullpen day, and Robert Garcia got the save. Marcus Semien, he is hot now. He had two hits, continuing his hot streak.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.